An important part of ear training in this course is going to be musical spelling. Spelling is very important in the English language. If you want to look intelligent, you better spell correctly, otherwise somebody may say that you don't know what you're talking about. You see, it's the same in music. If you want to be intelligently using the musical language, then you have to know how to spell in musical terms. You should have gotten a card which shows a piano keyboard, and it also tells you what the names of the notes are. Some of you are not pianists, you don't have any experience with the piano at all. So that card will tell you what the names of the black notes are and the names of the white notes are. Look on that piano keyboard there. You'll notice that an F sharp could also be spelled G flat. There are two different spellings of the same tone, F sharp and G flat, but it's the same note. Look at C sharp. It could also be spelled D flat. It's the same tone, but they're spelled in two different ways. Now, this is going to have a great bearing when it comes to our ear training, because it's knowledge of the spelling which is going to be able to structure the actual experience of the sound. Knowledge has organizing power. It's like removing the rocks from our field of music. Gaining knowledge is like removing the rocks. Plowing the field is like gaining relative pitch. And fertilizing the soil is like gaining perfect pitch. But the first thing we have to do is remove the rocks that are in the way before we can even plow it, and that is with knowledge. So what we have to do is we have to learn very clearly how to spell intervals in music. Once you understand how to spell, then everything else will just flow right out. Otherwise, we would have just said, forget it, we won't even learn that in this course. But if you learn intellectually, if your mind knows intellectually how to spell in music, that will help your ear. And that's why we're going to take the time to do it. It is very important. Look at an F on that chart you've got in front of you, that piano keyboard. It could be spelled as F natural. Natural means just the natural F, just F. Or it could be spelled E sharp. Because there is no black note in between E and F. So if you sharp an E, it becomes an F. Sharp means move up to the next note. Doesn't make any difference if it's white or black, just move up to the next note. So if you sharp an E, it's E sharp, it's the same note as F. We have to know when we're going to call a note F and when we're going to call it E sharp. When we structure this knowledge in our intellect, then when the mind listens, it will be able to sort out what it hears a lot better. That's why it's important to learn this spelling.